concerning the month of March. This month, called Martius by the Romans, was the first in the Hebrew year from remotest antiquity. After the Jews returned from captivity, they called it Nisan. Regarding this month, the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, It shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. During this month God made the visible creation and its master Adam, the first man, for whose sake he planted a garden eastward in Eden. To Adam he gave dominion over all the earth, with its beasts wild and tame, creeping things, and the fish of the sea, and the fowl of the air. In this month the Lord commanded the Israelites to celebrate Pascha in Egypt, and then with a strong hand and a lofty arm led forth Israel out of the midst of them, divided the Red Sea into parts, and overthrew Pharaoh and his host. In this month the only begotten Son of God came down to earth without ceasing to be God. The archangel announced the Holy Spirit's overshadowing of the most pure ever-Virgin Mary, and the co-eternal Word of the Father took up his dwelling in the womb of the Immaculate Child of God. In this month Christ, our Pascha, was sacrificed for us, having voluntarily suffered on the cross, undergone burial as mortal, and risen in glory as God immortal. He who brought Israel out of Egypt, loosed from the bonds of Hades, Adam, the whole choir of holy forefathers, and every righteous soul. So doing, he drowned the infernal Pharaoh in the Red Sea of the cruel passions. During this month, when the new light of our salvation shone, Adam and Eve were renewed and inherited a paradise better than that of old. During this month, hell was harrowed, heaven opened, death put to death, life bestowed upon all, corruption abolished, and our tainted nature clothed with incorruption. The human race escaped slavery to sin and was granted freedom and the kingdom of heaven. In the beginning, it was in this month that visible light was created, and it was also during this month that the perfect light of the holy faith shone forth at the ends of the ages. Wherefore this is the first of months, the beginning of the year. On its first day began the solar and lunar cycles, as well as the sequence of weeks, leap years, solstices, and equinoxes. When calculating the number of years since the creation, it is more accurate to begin with this month than with September. The word September is derived from the Latin septem, meaning seven, and September is the seventh month of the year, whereas March is the first after the creation of the world. In September begins the cycle of indictions established by Augustus, first emperor of Rome, and the entire known world. During the 12th year of his reign, 30 years before the nativity of Christ, therefore the homily on the beginning of the indiction is the first item in the September volume of the present Menologion. Neither Augustus nor any of the ancient idolatrous peoples knew the true God, fashioner of creation, or anything about the world's beginning, or about Adam, the first man. Imagining that the universe is uncreated and beginningless, they did not reckon time from its inception, but from various important events, some calculated from the establishment of kingdoms and monarchies, such as the Assyrian, Median, or Persian. The ancient Greeks reckoned from the first Panhellenic Olympian Games, a vile festival involving athletic contests and horse races. Roman chronology began with the founding of the city of Rome. Other nations used other systems. The cycle of indictions was unknown prior to Augustus's time, and, as originally introduced, had no connection to the creation of the world. We no longer use the indiction of Augustus, but that of Constantine the Great, first Christian emperor. After defeating the persecutor Maxentius and delivering the Roman Empire from tyranny, Saint Constantine granted the Christians freedom of worship. He abolished Augustus's indiction and inaugurated his own, which the Holy Fathers at the First Ecumenical Council decreed be celebrated as the onset of liberty for the Church. While the passage of years since the creation of the world is calculated beginning with March, the indiction established by St. Constantine in these latter times to celebrate the joyous deliverance of the Church from persecution begins in September. On the seventh day of creation, in March, God rested from his works, and in the Old Testament he commanded the people to keep feast in the seventh month. During Old Testament times, a second New Year celebration was held in September, according to the divine ordinance written in the books of Moses, because of the reckoning of the year of Jubilee, and not because the world was created in that month. The Hebrews had two chronological cycles, one connected with the year of Jubilee and beginning in September, and the other connected with the creation of the world and beginning in March. Now, in the New Testament era of grace, we still thankfully commemorate the creation of the world in March, and we also observe Constantine's indiction, celebrating God's renewal of mankind through the freedom granted to the Church. Beyond this, during September, the seventh month after March, we commemorate the entrance into the synagogue of him who rested on the seventh day after creating the world. Then he read the scripture concerning himself, which tells how the Holy Spirit, who bestows gifts sevenfold upon us, sent him to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, that is, the renewal of the world originally fashioned in March.